Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 31.
The House will come to order. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Penny. We'd ask everyone to silence electronic devices. Ask everyone also to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Penny.
Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for the day you have provided. We thank you for the beauty of your earth. We thank you most of all, Father, you love us enough to give us life that we may come to this place called the North Carolina General Assembly and that we could serve you. I'm reminded of these verses in the Psalms. It says, O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. You have also, now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, you do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. Father, we thank you for the power, the privilege, and the responsibility of prayer. We pray, Father, that these men and women of this General Assembly, the 120 that you have chosen and set apart to come here, Father, that we would be men and women of prayer. You tell us in your word, Father, to pray without ceasing. You tell us, Father, that the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man or woman availeth much. Help us to be just that. So when this chapter in North Carolina's history is written, we will have been found faithful to you. Which in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for March 18th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Warren moves the journal for March 18th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Introduction to bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Eiler, Hollister, Mestenhall, and Stevens, House Joint Resolution 330, opposing federal authority regarding election.
Election law and campaign finance reform with favorable rules.
Representatives Austin, Galliott, and Harris, House Bill 331, 2021 unemployment insurance reform.
Rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representative Tyson, House Bill 332, historic sites, property sale revenue.
State government and favorable rules.
Representative Torbett, House Bill 333, UNC disciplinary measures, damage campus property.
Education universities, if favorable, Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Pickett and Thane, House Bill 334, temporary aligned paycheck protection program treatment to federal treatment.
Commerce, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Bradford, Rydell, Otterster, and Thane, House Bill 335, timely local payments to charter schools.
Education K-12, if favorable, rules.
Representatives McElrath, Shepherd, Eiler, and Hannick, House Bill 336, adopt Osprey State Raptor.
Wildlife resources, if favorable, state government, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Alexander, Brown, Rydell, and Stevens, House Bill 337, constitutional amendment, repeal, legacy test.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, state government, if favorable, rules. Messages from the Senate. Clerk will read.
Senate Bill 122, first edition, a bill to the entitlement act, improve certain described property from the corporate city limits of the town of Spruce Pine.
Rules calendar and operations of the House. Members, tomorrow we will have votes. Session is going to be at 10:30 tomorrow morning, and we are going to have votes. The bills will be announced in the Rules Committee tomorrow that will be added to the calendar, but the bills that will be heard tomorrow will not show up on the calendar, but instead will be showing up on the Rules calendar. So to the members of the public watching and to the members, take a look at the bills on the Rules Committee agenda and know that any of those are going to be eligible for session, but they will be announced in the morning in the Rules Committee which ones will be calendared for the 10:30 session. And I believe the Rules Committee is going to be meeting at 9 a.m. So members of, and I think I announced that last week as well, so there's been plenty of notice on that. So there will be recorded votes tomorrow at 10:30. We also will be having session at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, and there will be recorded votes at that time as well. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, March 23rd at 10:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Warren moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Tuesday, March 23rd at 10:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House stands adjourned.
Motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 113, short title, Modified Termination of Parental Rights Appeals. The bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary 2, if favorable families, if favorable rules counted in operations of the House. Additionally, Senate Bill 103, Reduced Regulation to Help Children with Autism. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules Counted in Operations of the House, recommitted to the Committee on Health, if favorable finance, if favorable rules. And House Bill 86, short title, Increase In-Service Death Benefits, LRS. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules Counter and Operations of the House, recommitted to the Committee on Appropriations with a serial referral to rules added.